Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 21st. Happy Resurrection Day. Today is also the birthday for our student minister, Joel Burks. Joel, we're so grateful for you and your ministry here to the entire church, and we thank God for you today. It also happens to be my daughter Eleanor's birthday, so they share a birthday, and that's really fun. As we begin, I want to pray the birthday blessing over anybody who has a September birthday and let you know that we love you. Watch over your child, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their heart, may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first passage today comes from Isaiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. Before I read it, I want to tell you a little bit about what we think the Leviathan is, because it's mentioned in this passage. I'm reading from the ESV Study Bible. The name Leviathan appears 5 times in the Old Testament. In Canaanite myths, it is the name of a dangerous, dragon-like monster. The biblical authors are confident that the Lord triumphs over all powers. And as you're going to see in this passage, we're reminded that God has control even over the Leviathan. Isaiah chapter 27, verses 1 through 6. In that day, the Lord, with his hard and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day, a pleasant vineyard, sing of it. I, the Lord, am its keeper. Every moment I water it, lest anyone punish it. I keep it night and day. I have no wrath. Would that I had thorns and briars to battle. I would march against them. I would burn them together, or let them lay hold of my protection. Let them make peace with me. Let them make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob shall take root. Israel shall blossom and put forth shoots, and fill the whole world with fruit. Here Isaiah is giving us an image of a garden that the Lord tends. He waters it every day, and he brings peace to it. I was thinking about my mums and how you have to water them every day or they're going to die. And yet that is what the Lord does in our lives, and we don't even think about it sometimes. He is consistently pouring out blessings and nourishment upon us. And so I'm thankful today that the Lord is reminding me that I am one of the tended plants in his garden. And I'm praying verse 6 for us, that we will blossom and fill the whole world with his fruit. Now, as we turn over to the Acts of the Apostles, we're in chapter 9, starting in verse 36, and we'll read through the end of the chapter. This is about Peter and his interactions with Dorcas. Now, there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days, she became ill and died. And when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent 2 men to him, urging him, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter rose and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner. This is such an interesting passage and so powerful that the Lord raises Dorcas back to life. I want to hone in verse 40. What does Peter do? First of all, he says, y'all go outside. He kneels down and he prays. He prays to the Lord Jesus. Just like in chapter 3, verse 6, he says, in the name of Jesus Christ. So he is calling out to the name of the Lord. He's calling to the Lord for wisdom. And then it seems as though he gains wisdom in his prayers. And he turns to the body and he says to her, Tabitha, arise. And when she was raised to life, he showed her to everyone, the widows and those that were gathered. And this was just a little picture, a little snapshot of what the Lord does for us. He raises us to newness of life. Now, Dorcas went on to die a natural death. Again, she is not still living on the earth. But we all know that like Jesus, one day we will be in our resurrected bodies, never to die again. And this story serves to remind us of the promise that we have of resurrection. And now from the Psalms, Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of all. To you be glory and praise forever. You founded the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image. In these last days, you have spoken to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. And we rejoice in the gift of your presence among us. Let the light of your love always shine on our hearts. Your Spirit ever renew our lives, and your praises ever be on our lips. Blessed be God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. And now let us offer intercessions on behalf of the day and its tasks, the world and its needs, and the church and her life. Will you pray with me? Father, we lift our hearts to you this day and ask that whatever you have for us to do would be accomplished. In our going about, in our Sabbathing, in our rest, and in our work, we pray that we would be the type of people who honor you, not only with our lips, but with our lives. May we be like the garden in Isaiah, bringing forth the fruit of your Spirit, of love and joy and peace, and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. May we be like Peter and Dorcas, reminding others of the goodness of the resurrection. And we ask, Lord, your blessing on us that we might grow to an old age so that we can proclaim your might to the next generation and proclaim your power to the ones who are to come. We do lift up our world to you even now, Lord, the polarization and all the conflict, how we see each other, not as people, but as ideas. And I pray, Lord, that you would forgive us and help us to see you in the face of everyone that we meet. We also pray, Lord, for the church. We pray for all churches who are meeting today. We pray, Lord, that you would draw us by your Spirit. You would remind us of your goodness, that you would infuse us with your joy. We pray, Lord, for the leaders of our church and especially our pastor today. We ask, Lord, for the leaders of our nation. We thank you for this natural world and the resources that we have. And we want to end by praying for anyone who has a need. Just want to give you a minute to think about that. Lift up the names of those who are in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.